First real formal wedding I was ever at. It was beautiful. We got back about 4 yesterday.
What did the groom wear?
Tux.
Oh boy.
Yeah. All they were all had on tux. One real fleshy fella that was to be an usher left his tux laying on his bed at home in Norman.
Oh no.
Just before the ceremony, why he started to go in and get his tux and he didn't have them. And did you know the bellboy there at the Holiday Inn fitted him in tux, and I as heavy and stout as he was.
Huh.
And he looked real nice.
Well, I'll be darned.
And he found some tux for him. I know that wedding cake was as large as a washtub, and the champagne just flowed. Just as quick as they pass it around, they come around with others. I looked for people to begin to fall on their head, but they didn't. It was real good. I love champagne.
Oh, yeah, that's fine, isn't it? My father-in-law says that's his life's ambition.
Yeah.
Just retire and not drink coffee, not drink tea, just drink champagne.
that was really... I have had a little champagne before, but nothing like as good as this.
It's tasty, isn't it?
Maybe it's because we're in a crowd. I don't know.
I think it's just good. I've had, well, of course, there's champagne and champagne. I haven't had...
Were you in Germany during
no.
the war?
No, I was in England. And, of course, we didn't.
Had one son that was in Germany, right in the thickest of it, and one in Japan.
Well,
they're on different sides.
Well, I got shot the day before D-Day.
Did it hurt very bad?
Oh yeah, I didn't particularly like it.
No.
But it was most disappointing that it happened before D-Day.
Oh.
Instead of after.
Well, I had a nephew that lost a leg in Germany.
Oh, I had a good friend who lost a leg.
Well, you probably know him if you're from A&M, Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that he'd lost a leg.
Yes, he just has one leg.
Well, I'll be darned.
And he suffers a lot from that stub.
Yeah.
I see it's just, I think maybe they're thinking about taking it off a little further and it wouldn't mm-hmm. hurt so bad.
Yeah, those are dismal things. You don't think too much about them when you're in the hospital. Everybody else is the same as you.
Yeah.
But
he was a lieutenant general in
infantry.
Uh-huh.
Say, what do you call a place where you would stake your or pen your cows if you were going to milk them?
Well, we called it the cow pen. Uh-huh. Cow pen. It just had. Ours just had wooden boards nailed up on posts. Just 2x4s or 1x4s, I think.
How about your horses? Did you have a place where you could enclose them?
Oh, yeah. We had a paddock, you mean?
This was by the barn?
A lot, yes. Uh-huh. We usually kept them in the barn at night when they worked them so they could... Tied them so they could lie down. Halters on them, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the way we did. My husband would come in and take the harness. I'd have their feet already in the trough. Then he'd take the harness off and let them out and roll and drink water.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'd tie them up in the stalls mm-hmm. in the barn.